I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Grant. You can follow me on Twitter at Grant H. Paulson.
Follow me. Follow me to freedom at Funny Danny.
G&D on the fan with you every day from 10 to 2. Always like when new people are checking out the show, so keep spreading the word with your friends, fans of sport, just general conversation, banter, good times. Charlie Slows, 12:45, right here on the program. We got to talk Nats division title. Playoff baseball is coming back to Washington, D.C. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour, the big one today. We'll reassess some of the NFL weekend that was, what we got right, what we got wrong. We're still very early in this.
It's early.
Polling. I mean, there are like 7% of precincts reporting, but we're going to start deciding whether we were right or wrong about certain things in the NFL. Jay Gruden says the Redskins got away from the run. He was asked about this in his press conference yesterday, admitted a few things. One was that they actually called more running plays than they ended up having. Kirk Cousins checked out of some of them. This is something I don't have an issue with, because when you're at the line of scrimmage and you're Kirk Cousins and you have comfort in this offense to now know you've been in this for a couple of years, you can see what kind of alignment a defense has. They got too many guys stacked to this side of the formation. We're running it right into the teeth of what they got called. This is a bad play. Let's get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always okay with getting out of bad plays. Now, you can run a bad play and gain positive yardage occasionally. I don't think that means that it was a bad decision to get out of it. So my problem is not on the two, three, let's say it's four, which I don't know that it would be that many, but let's say it was four times that he called something at the line and got out of a run play, which feels like it would be about as many as it would have been.
Sure.
That's still 17 carries. You and I have for a long time felt the same way about passing to set up the run, the way the league has trended, and namely here in Washington, where Cousins as a trigger man has been terrific the last 2 years, and you've had the strength of your team on the outside with Reed, with Crowder, with Garcon and Jackson. You should throw the ball more than you run it. You shouldn't base your offense around the running game. It wasn't a strength. I think this year they do have to run the ball a little bit more. And here's my reasoning for that.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you don't have Jackson or Garcon, and your receivers aren't as good. So they're not going to make as many plays for you on the outside. Number two, as of right now, Jordan Reed is not the same Jordan Reed as he's dealing with this broken bone in his foot or whatever he's dealing with. You could see it on Sunday. Just go back and watch him if you have the game DVR'd. It's not quite the same. Now, maybe in a couple weeks that'll change, but for right now, that's a watered-down version of your best player. I think Crowder is just fine, and if you throw him the football accurately when he's open, he's going to make plays for you. But because the weapons around Cousins aren't quite as good, there is more on his plate than ever before to be great, to be perfect. I think in the past, he could play okay and they could win, and now he's going to have to play really well for them to win. You've got to help him by running the ball more than you did in the past. Now, the problem is they can't run the ball effectively, at least through one game and some of the preseason. But we said that last year, and then all of a sudden they'd rip off 150 against the Eagles, surprisingly. They'd run for 100-plus yards against Detroit or whatever team it was. I'm not saying they should major in running the ball, Danny, so I don't want you to hear that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying whereas in the past they've been like a 12 to 15 carry for your top running back type team, I want them to be in the 16 to 18 range. I want four or five more carries, and here's how I'm going to do it, by the way. I'm not going to have a pushing match that you hate on first down. I'm going to motion Chris Thompson from the slot into the backfield for some draws out of the shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have some first down run spread. Thompson, like you're throwing on a two-minute offense, I'm going to run a couple of more traps and things to him out of a gun look. I'm going to have him on the field on first downs for some of those tosses that were very effective last year going to the wide side of the field. It's not going to be just a whole lot of Rob Kelly coming downhill.
Right. You can't line it up and run it. Some
yes.
teams can, you can't.
They're not good enough.
There is nothing when it comes to football that drives me crazier than the Monday morning quarterback that simply looks at the number of runs and yells, they abandoned the run. They abandoned the run. You have to run it more. And that's their analysis. It drives me insane. In fact, it's my number one pet peeve about people that will consume football. And you just, there's like this magic
that's
panacea.
Your one seed?
That all you have
That'd
to do is.
That'd be a good topic, by the way.
All you have to do is run the ball. Oh, okay. No team is aware of that information. You simply have to hand it off.
Quarterback wins and losses. That's my number one pet peeve.
Well, people act like there's no correlation. The only thing that matters is effective football plays. The Redskins can't run effectively. What's the next thing? Give me the next item then. What's the next point of discussion? We overcomplicate this. They stink at running the football. Of course you need to mix it in. I'm not a crazy person. If this team was built in a completely different way, as say they were under Joe Gibbs or this was the 1980s, I would go run it down their throat every single time. The most effective thing you can do, by the way, is to run it every single time if you're effective at it. Run it for 4.5 yards a pop. If you're guaranteed that, you march down the field, you keep the football, you go 14-2 like the stupid Cowboys did. Of course, I would love to be able to run the football. You can't. You stink at it. You're awful at it. There's a breakdown every play. Sometimes it's Vernon Davis not getting the check and going the wrong direction. Sometimes it's Sean Lovell whiffs on a block. Sometimes there's a breakdown every time they stink at running the football. And every time they run it effectively, there's a 4-yard gain. Everyone goes, that's the real thing. Enormous samples of Jay Gruden's coaching tenure tell you his offenses stink at running the football. He's only been top 10 or top half of the league, by the way. I think 2 of his 6 years when he's been in charge of offenses in terms of passing percentage, of terms of plays run. He would love to run the football. He tries, frankly, when you can't do it. They've always been bad under Jay Gruden, his offense. I don't care about that. I care about effective plays. The easiest thing in the world to do is say, run the ball more. When are you going to do it? When you're third and second and 11 because you went -1 on first down, run it again, be third and 12. There is no time that's more symptomatic of this than as on the play where Kirk Cousins scrambles for a first down, Ron Darby gets hurt. They go, all right, now's our chance. -1, -1. Set up a 3rd and 12, then they punt it. I don't care about what plays are called. I only care about effectiveness. The other thing that comes to mind is people will go, the play calling stunk. You didn't call enough runs, whatever. Well, how about this? A receiver on the first play of the game is running free. You got to look that you want it. You don't execute the pass and catch. Good play call, bad play call. People that only care about results, quarterback wins and losses, though, will tell you bad play call because it resulted in an incompletion. I'll tell you, all you can do is set up a good process and a good design. A good process and a good design can only get you so far. If you know that your changeup stinks, you don't throw it to the best hitter on the other team to have it tattooed out of the yard. You go, what? You got to throw your changeup more. Just throw your changeup. Do things that are effective. They can't run. You need to use it as a changeup, a very rare occasion.
But
major in throwing
agree,
the football quickly.
Wouldn't you agree, though, unlike throwing changeups that don't work, like throwing changeups that are going to get hit isn't inevitably going to benefit you later, or like doesn't make it more likely that eventually someone swings and misses at a changeup?
Well, sorry to cut you off because I know you're going somewhere with the analogy, yeah. But I would say the idea, you got to keep mixing your pitches, make them respect.
Right,
it.
Right.
That to me is where the analogy plays out, but go ahead.
Get out of the analogy because the analogy doesn't work for what I'm talking about. But the point is running the football, in a lot of ways, you're going to fail when you run it more often than you don't by way of you're going to get 1 or 2 yards. Running the football is about, at times, setting up play action.
Sure.
Which is where Kirk Cousins and the Redskins have made their money. If you don't run the ball enough or effectively, play action doesn't always work, number one. Number two, can set up the big bootlegs that make huge plays to the tight ends in this passing game. The other thing about running the ball is it does wear down a defense way more than playing the pass tends to, particularly in a quick passing, kind of up-tempo, get the ball out fast, short yards, 5-6 at a time type receptions. The pounding, the having bodies stack on top of you, that's the wearing down of a defense.
Sure, the pushing.
Over the course of the game takes place. I think while we agree in general that this team shouldn't be run first at this point in the NFL, unless you're a power team like a Dallas or a Seattle or Minnesota, and there's only a few of them built this way, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for you to be a run-heavy club. I guess where we disagree is I think there is still merit to committing more to the run than the Redskins do. They are the extreme version to a point of it being a detriment to what I like. What I like is pass on first down, pass first, run is a nice change of pace, and be balanced. They're not balanced.
They're not
the
balanced.
Last part of that is you have to have some balance. They never have balance.
I would love for them to be balanced. Again, people think that I hate the run. I don't. I hate this team running because they stink at it. My point is, if everyone's
Until
argument...
they don't, though. There's a lot of games. Like the Bears game last year, they ran all over Chicago. The Eagles game, which was a good front, they ran for 200 yards. The next Eagles game, they ran for 150 yards.
There are times
of games where they don't stink.
There are times when Nick Young's long twos go in and he has 25 points for the Wizards, and everyone thinks he's a good shooter. There are too many 50-yard rushing totals as a team for me to say that they're effective running the ball. Those happen. I think those are almost worse because people fall in love and say, see, this is what it's supposed to be. If your argument, I'm not saying you, but if one's argument is they need to be more effective running the ball, oh, yeah, I'll get in that line. Where do I stand? Give me some rations so I can hang out for a long time.
My argument is they need to do it more often than they do.
My argument is...
And I'm not saying a lot, but I'm saying a handful more times a game. It was inexcusable to me that they went from basically the entire fourth quarter, 14 minutes and change in a one-possession game when they had been running it effectively in the couple of drives before that, your word, effectively.
Mm-hmm.
They had been getting 4 and 6 here and there. They were running the ball better than they had all game long. And they completely avoided doing it for the last 14 minutes of the game, allowing a defensive front that was kicking their butt in pass protection to tee off. And there is a direct correlation, 100% of the time, to great pass rush and a team not being able to run the ball effectively. But one thing you still slow down the pass rush if you run it ineffectively. And by the way, Kirk Cousins at one point in the game, he ended up finishing pretty hot with his accuracy. I want to say he started the game like 3 for 11 or 3 for 10 passing.
It did not start off well.
There were a lot of first and second down incompletions. That's the same thing as running it for zero, only you don't get the benefits of it. 800-636-1067 is the number. It's one thing to throw the way they have in the past, shorter the line of scrimmage, some tighter things, and you know those quick-hitting slants to Terrell Pryor.
Right.
The stop route hitches to Pierre Garçon, because you know those are going to keep the chains moving. They work as a run. If the passing game is going to be as vertical as it was on Sunday with all the downfield shots that they had on the outside to Terrell Pryor and Crowder and the corner routes, then you have to run it more because you're not going to complete nearly as high a percentage. You cannot run it if you're going to complete 67%. You're going to complete 55 or 60%. You got to run it a little bit more. 800-636-1067. Do you think the Redskins will be able to run the ball better as the season goes on, starting this week against the Rams? Do you think that they should try to? Or just stick with what works better, which is the pass. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.